service here in Auburn. On July 4th, which is my birthday, I was up in Billingham with my family. And in the morning of July 5th, I was traveling back home here to Auburn. And I heard in the news that there had been a terrible accident here in Auburn. So I dropped my family off as quick as I could and went down to the scene. Went and talked with the officers and found Brian's fiance Cheryl and a group of friends at the Rainbow Cafe, and spent probably the next 3 hours down there at the scene. I was with them as they pulled Brian out of the car. And it was a terrible tragedy that happened in our community on July 5th. So it is indeed an honor to be here to memorialize and to remember a life well lived and yet tragically taken from this community. I want to just begin with a word of prayer, and on behalf of the family and our closest friends, just thank you all for being here. Bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Lord God, in moments like this, we detest, we just hate what death does in the final goodbyes. And the pain and the hurt is real and palpable. And so we just ask, dear Lord God, for your presence, just the kindness of your comfort, and the support that is needed, dear Lord, as this community has lost someone very special. Thank you so much that we can just call on you and invite you to be with us just now, dear Lord, and we pray this in your name. Amen. Brian Frederick Love, 56, of Auburn, died July 5th, 2013. He was killed by an alleged drunk driver. He was born on August 23rd, 1956, at Southgate, California. He was adopted as an infant by Frederick George Love and Mildred Peterson Love. He grew up and attended schools in La Mirada, California, Auburn, Washington, Kent, Washington, and graduated in 1974 from Kent Ridge High School. After attending college for one quarter, he decided college wasn't for him and used his personal experience as his future education. He had been very involved with the youth organization at his church and spent some time in Sitka, Alaska. He worked for a variety of companies. Among many of his employers was Bowen Scarf Ford, REI, and Spaghetti Barn, MKSY. He was working for Tim's Taxi the night, or actually the more early morning that he died. He was a political activist for causes he believed in. He worked at a suicide hotline as a young man. He also worked at the spoken word lab. He was very well read and highly intelligent. He had been involved in a car accident many years ago, which resulted in a closed brain injury. He eventually healed, but still had residual effects from the accident. He received an award from the lawsuit that he filed, and after that, he opened the restaurant, Tori's Pizza. From his street front studio, his baritone voice became very well known on the radio. He emceed the Auburn's Good Old Days Parade and Red Hat Ladies Show. He was also well known at the Rainbow Cafe in historic downtown Auburn. He is survived by his sister, Karen Bruton Pickney, me and his fiance, Cheryl Combs, at home, and several cousins. He was preceded by death by his parents. He had many loving friends, many of who are here today. He will be cremated with part of his ashes to be in Auburn and the other part at Greenwood Memorial Terrace in Spokane, Washington, along with his friends, his parents. Brian loved, for those of you who knew him, loved to read. He loved music and history, politics, downtown Auburn, and Cheryl. If there was a cause that he believed in, you would know about it. You would make sure of it. He was generous with his time and friends and everyone he met. His drink was scotch and water. He would come to the Rainbow in the morning, order his drink, and then walk home to go to bed for the day. He also loved theater and poetry. Brian's life was not only precious and appreciated by his family and friends, but it was also very valuable to God. According to the Bible, when God first created this planet, he looked, and the Bible says that he looked upon it and it was very good. Beautiful, lush valleys, crystal clear lakes, fresh streams that were flowing, teeming with animals of all kinds. Nobody knows just what the earth must have looked like, but it must have been magnificent. But the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 that somehow sin, sadness, death came into the world. And God did a very dangerous thing when he created man, allowing him that option of free choice. It's really, free choice is the only way, really, to enjoy a full and lasting relationship that is open and loving. And God wanted to that experience with us. He didn't want to create robots that would just do what he told them to do. We were created to live, not die. But the deceiver, the devil disguised as a serpent, Scripture tells us, led our first parents into a world of disobedience, and suffering since that time has been staggering. And today, in a very real way, we taste the sting of death. Brian's life was a blessing to many people. Losing that opportunity to chat, to call, to visit, is a reality about death that hurts greatly. One thing I heard about Brian that really moved me was he was always willing to pick up someone who was intoxicated and take them home so that they wouldn't be able to drive, even if they couldn't pay for it. Brian was a man who truly loved life and loved people. The Bible tells us that God recognized that man would forget the source of life and fall under the deception of the lie, and death is a part of that. It comes to all of us, young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, it doesn't matter who we are. The good news today is that God's created us to live forever, and he provided a second chance, and that second chance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Except in him, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That same Savior came to die in our place, take the eternal death sentence. And I'm so glad that we don't have to speculate on who goes to heaven and who doesn't, because it's all taken care of in a righteous, holy God who understands all situations. He takes everything into account, every issue, every circumstance, and we can have confidence that nobody loves Brian more than an eternal God. Scripture tells us this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. That he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Even though Satan has deceived multitudes, God's message of love is still a driving, converting power in our society. Because God is bigger, greater, grander, and lovelier than anything the adversary can come up with. I'm so glad that today we can leave Brian in the hands of a righteous God who loved him more than anyone else on earth. As they were pulling Brian out of the car that morning, I bowed my head. And I thank God that death is not the enemy that has to be the last word. That there is a God in heaven that went through that dark hole and came out the other side. And he promises to all those who come to him, that they too can have eternal life. I want to finish with the words of Jesus in John chapter 14. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Later on in our service, we're going to give a chance for many of you to share a humorous story, and just a moment of truth, an event that your life interacted with Brian's. And it's a time just to, we'll have a mic and we'll share it around, and just want to give you an opportunity just to share it for a little while. But in the interim, what we're going to do is we have a slideshow with a few pictures and a few songs, and then after the slideshow, we're going to show a video. It's a 4-minute clip of Brian when he was emceeing, so you'll be able to watch that, and then directly after that, we'll have a share time. So do the slideshow this time if the lights can come down.
Thank you. Amen.